Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Well, as we've been discussing, the report into the mother and baby homes was published today, and survivors and advocacy groups are not happy with what they have read so far. One of the criticisms levelled at the government is that they are blaming society rather than accepting a bigger share of the responsibility of the running of the homes. Well, I'm joined now by the retired Archbishop of Dublin, Diarmaid Martin, and thank you very much, Archbishop, for joining us this evening. Can I ask you for your reaction to what you've seen so far of the coverage of the report?
But basically, what I've been trying to do is to listen to the survivors that are speaking on many of the media. Their stories, the thing that's important for us to remember is this may be an inquiry about what happened in the past, but they live with the same trauma still today. They have to, and I think our first duty is to, in these days, let's listen to what the survivors have said to the tribunal and listen to that. Second thing that I ask myself, obviously, as a bishop, is what went wrong within my church that allowed such a situation to continue? Church-run institutions should be places where people experience the warm embrace of Jesus Christ, as particularly vulnerable people, not harshness, judgmentalism, and disrespect. And there's so much of that in the story. Where situations that had been meticulously documented by the commission took place, those involved, I have to say it very clearly, they betrayed vulnerable women, they betrayed themselves and their calling, and they betrayed the caring message of Jesus Christ. And you just have to say that should not have happened. And there's no halfway of interpreting reality to try and justify that.
Yeah, some of the testimony by the women in the report is, as you say, it's horrific. Women said they were taunted while giving birth. I'll give you one quote. This woman said, "I was screaming in pain, 3 days screaming with the pain. And all you got was, oh, you should have thought about this 9 months ago. You have to suffer for your sins and you've got to put up with it." I wonder, Archbishop,
is that the warm embrace of Jesus Christ?
Well, clearly it's not. So what did go wrong with your church?
I think this inquiry, it belongs to the other inquiries. Because many of these people went, for example, from mother and baby homes to Magdalen Asylum, Magdalen Laundries. A huge number of them went into industrial schools, and then they faced poor education, lifelong personal disadvantage. For many, what happened in the Magdalen Laundry or in the mother and baby homes is only one chapter in a shocking narrative that has gone on for some time. Mm. Everybody who had responsibility has to stand up, admit their responsibility, and say, where can we go? I think one of the problems was that the church way outstepped its role and became a controlling church. Now, that's less likely to happen today, but we just have to be very careful to say that if we fail to show people the warm embrace of Jesus Christ, then we're betraying the people that we're dealing
okay.
with.
You're speaking of responsibility, and one of the things that we've heard from government today is the issue of societal responsibility and the Taoiseach saying we only really have ourselves to blame in relation to this. I wonder, do you agree with that?
The one thing did strike me in the Taoiseach statement. It's very easy to blame society because then you're blaming the air. But he did say there was very little outcry for the people in the mother and baby homes. I as a young man worked with children from the industrial schools, and even then, these were taking place in our cities, and people just pushed them away, and the churches, to some extent, we talk about the church having a prophetic voice. Where are the prophetic voices within the church who said to society at the time, this is not the way to deal with these people?
Well, not just not the way to deal with them, this is not the way to treat them.
That's what I mean.
Because we heard from... Sorry, we heard from the coalition, which...
One other thing that I'd said on another RT programme, but on one occasion, bringing a boy to an industrial school who wanted to meet his mother. And this was, she was a very vulnerable person. It was a very sort of sad experience. She came in, it was in a pub in where she was working. She came in with a belly in her hand. She was absolutely terrified. But when we mentioned this boy's name, her face lit up. Because you could see in her there, he's alive, there's somebody looking after him and somebody knows him. And I would say most of these women who went through these, I'd say not a week goes by that they don't remember that baby was lost and are shattered that they weren't able or weren't allowed to give that love which they had for the baby.
I mean, Sorry, Archbishop, do you believe the church and the religious orders should apologise for their role in this?
I think yes. No, but when I was dealing with victims, one of the things that a person said to me, it's very easy to say I'm sorry and move on. He said, and I'm in charge when I say I'm sorry, but to beg pardon and say, look, to the survivors, you're in charge. We have to listen to what they would want for us. And as I say, to ask their forgiveness and to open yourself to the shock of having to do that. I think that is you can bump into a person on the street and say sorry. And you move on.
One of the things that survivors want is redress, because as you say, their lives in many instances have been shattered. They are in some cases financially destitute. Should religious orders and the church contribute to the redress?
Well, I heard the bishop there saying that he's going to discuss the matter, and I think that's the way forward.
You agree they should?
Well, I think we should. We should. You know, again, Catherine Corley said something very important, that the people who perform the acts of harshness are the ones who have to take the responsibility and they have to come up and honestly say that.
Just finally on this, Archbishop, the religious congregations and orders did contribute to the abuse redress in terms of the institutions that were looking after children, but it was a fraction of what the state paid over, really, and a lot of it actually still hasn't been paid in the terms of property transfer. Would you like to see a more proportionate amount of redress paid by religious orders in the church?
I think there's going to be an interdepartmental commission. I think that these are better done now in setting out the programme than in trying to come back into it. I would say one thing that the Archdiocese of Dublin, when I was Archbishop, had a commission of inquiry led by George Murphy. And we paid compensation to so many people. I'd like to say that we all owe a little debt of gratitude to George Murphy. She is extremely thoughtful, sensitive, and yet very clear on when she faces when she sees some of the things that took place.
Thank you very much, Archbishop, for taking the time to speak to us. That's retired Archbishop Diarmaid Martin.